Welcome to Men in Charge, in brief. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Today, Tony, your script for our show shows that our recurring character, Old Man Fester, can get out of his house.
This is a follow-on to the episode in which Old Man Fester finds himself getting a manly pedicure.
But remember, as you're listening, you should be noting down implicit questions, then line out all but one of them and send that to us here at the station. If you correctly guess the implicit question, you may win a valuable prize.
In the late afternoon, on a dark street in lower heights, Old Man Fester limps out of a nearly shuttered shop with a dangling sign that says, Big Nell's Manly Petty. He has just received his first pedicure and is now reflecting on the experience.
Well, that was pretty awful. My feet are all burned white with the lye soap Big Nell made me soak in. And her guards kept my shoes and socks for special cleaning. And hey, wait, where's my car? I'm sure I parked it right by that fire hydrant so as I wouldn't have to walk so far. Oh, well, now what? I'm never accepting a free coupon again. I know, I'll take the bus. Ow, 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 ow.
Hey, buddy, don't bang on the bus door. What's with the bare feet?
Some guards stole my socks and shoes.
Big Nell's manly pedicure, right? Well, you'll never see those again. Oh, just get aboard.
Thanks. Now, could you take me to 1213 East West Street in Lower Heights?
That's not on my route.
Please? Maybe few coupons could sweeten the deal for you.
Free coupons? Here's where I register a fresh level of incredulity.
Hey, did you hear that? The driver's taking this old guy straight to his house.
What the hell? Hey, old man, what do you think you're doing? You can't take us off the bus route.
Okay then, driver, if you take him straight home, you can take me straight home too. I live at 220-2020 South Tarmac by the airport.
Hey, driver, I live within 10 miles of there, 665 North Tarmac. But you'll need to make a U-turn quick to get on the freeway at the right entrance.
So you're really doing this, huh, driver? Okay, fine. I've got 12 bucks. For you to trouser, if you take me right now to the liquor store on Dank Lake Avenue, across from the high school.
Oh, come on, everybody. Settle down and wait your turn. I asked first. Remember, this is a bus, not a taxi or some boober car.
Don't listen to them, driver. I actually do have 15 bucks, which will be yours almost as soon as you take me to 17A East Kaiser Street. I'm on the 7th floor, so maybe you could help me with these bags?
That's it. I've had it with you people. Everybody off the bus, now.
But I wasn't doing anything.
So, no to the coupons? Hey, this is... We're right back at Big Nell's Manly Pedicure Shop.
That's all the time we have now for Old Man Fester Rides the Bus. Tune in again next time when we'll hear little Timmy say,
Just follow my lead, everybody. I know how to handle Big Nell and her second-rate pedicure guards.
So, Dodie, did anybody communicate an implicit question for us?
Bob from downtown asks, What's the bus number?
I remember that being mentioned in some version of the script, but...
No, it just meant that Bob from downtown wasn't paying attention.
Yeah,
so for that lapse, no valuable prize.
Sorry, Bob.
But people who also aren't going to get valuable prizes are our cast. Greg Smith, Ann Porter, Davis Hill, Nancy Roth, Kevin Decker, Scott Herrick, Jody Stewart-Strobelt, and Steve Lloyd. We must also thank the man who's on a first-name basis with all his pets, Brian Lindsay.